Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your forecast for today. Frost and patchy fog gradually lifting, leaving some morning sunshine in places, turning increasingly cloudy with mist and hill fog developing and some intermittent drizzle in places later. Maximum temperature of 9 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Show with me, Foodie.
And me, Drinky. Wow.
Wow. That's Tom's favourite, isn't it? When you say something in the office that's a little bit...
Yeah.
Well, in young person speak, how would you term when that is the perfect time to use the... Wow.
It's just a response to usually if there's been a burn.
What's a burn?
A burn is like a roast.
Oh, it's a food and drink show, isn't it? Burn, roast.
Yeah, no, an insult.
Oh, right, okay. Someone and you kind of like just go, wow.
Yeah, if someone says something, they're taking the Michael out of you, you just kind of reply with, wow.
Tom dropped a belter. Anyway, come on, let's crack on with the show. What have we got this week? We are talking about our new feature, which is... I've not told you yet.
No, you've not told me.
Not because I want the reaction.
All right, then.
Lancashire Bites.
Lancashire Bites.
Which is where we go to places, whether it's a bistro, a cafe, a street food vendor, whatever, and do our little review and let people know where there's really good and great food available to go and have something nice to eat.
So that's an excuse for us to go out at least once a week.
Oh, is that the right time to use it?
No, not really.
Ish. Oh, right, okay. But, crunching.
Stop it.
All right. Ow! And so we're going to be doing our Lancashire Bites. We're also doing the Homemade Kitchen. That section is back.
Yes.
Because we didn't really have an official title for what we do at home when we're making food at home, did we?
It's just us cooking at home like we like to all the time.
So that's going to be called the Homemade Kitchen from now on.
Cool.
Can you still smell that garlic?
I didn't put that much garlic.
Did.
I didn't.
You did. This week's Homemade Kitchen, which Morgan's going to talk you through later, is salt and pepper chicken bites.
Yeah.
Don't say anything else, because you'll spoil it.
With noodles.
With soft noodles, soft fried noodles, yeah. And also we'll be doing the usual roundup of UK foodie news.
Yes.
What are the things that seems to be the battle this week in the news headlines is which dish has the UK adopted as its national dish? Is it the curry or is it fish and chips? And honestly, you won't believe which has come out on top. So just think about it for a minute.
It can only be one or the other.
I know, but which one would you say? See, it's difficult, isn't it?
I don't know, because your chicken tikka masala is just the British curry, isn't it? But fish and chips is... I don't know, I feel like it's been around longer than...
Well, what happened if somebody threw a third one in?
The
roast dinner.
Oh, roast dinner.
Going out for a roast dinner on a Sunday, you know, to one of the big carveries.
Yeah.
You know, where it's pretty good value for money. And so I can now officially tell you that this Sunday...
We're having a roast.
We'll be visiting a local carvery that offers... value for money.
Value for money.
And we're going to go and see what it's like.
Fair enough.
JR's been telling us about it for weeks. He goes, because he's got 75 kids, right, Mark goes for a carvery, because obviously he's got lots of them to feed. And he said it is absolutely brilliant, but yet really good value for money. So we'll tell you more about that later when we come back. A bit of a tune for you next. This is Five.
This is our chance. If you wanna dance, let's take our chance.
You can jump to the beat and keep bouncing. 30 seconds and counting. Hot one, this choice critical. Situation is difficult. My caliber won't allow me to rhyme on a level where your people can't hear me, see me. Guess I know you wanna be me. In the meantime, bounce to the bass.
Music is my life, cause my life is music. The beat of the drum in your heart.
Dropping verbal bombs on the beat, hoping that your people think the sound is unique. Cause I like to party, you like to party. Come on everybody, gotta get it started. I got something to get you jumping. When I kick a figure, I'ma get the dance floor thumping. Just step back and take time to check. When I rock up on the mic, your people never forget to check it out.
Music is my life, cause my life is music. The beat of the drum in your heart.
My life is music, the beat of the drum in your heart.
Dance from Five. You thought that was a new one?
I've not heard that before.
2000s. I don't know. Actually, I wonder what year it was. Let's have a quick look.
Can you have a look?
Yeah, Fives. It was 2001. Oh, my goodness. It's nearly as old as you.
Hey, I've got a couple of years. Well, actually, is that a good thing? I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Right, so last night.
Yes.
For the first time in months. Months. Me and you sat down and watched a TV programme together.
Yeah.
Because last night saw the return of the Great British Bake Off. GBBO.
You see, actually, I've just realised.
Yeah.
I don't do any baking.
I know.
But you're actually quite good at baking.
Yeah, but very rarely. Because it's all about chemistry.
Yeah.
If you don't get those measurements and those timings absolutely bang on, you're talking, well, that was one of the cakes.
Oh,
no. He said, look like a concrete block.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually said to her, didn't he? He said, I don't think you've left that in long enough.
Mm.
So the chemistry and the between the ingredients and the timings of baking and temperature are all so critical. That's why I don't like baking.
You see, when we cook, we kind of just...
Wing it
and throw bits in. It's like, oh...
Well, you do.
Yeah, I do. Of course I do, but, you know, wow.
Oh, that was the right time to do it?
Yes.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah, go on.
I don't know, like the recipe might say, half a teaspoon of salt. I just grab a pinch and just...
And add it.
And go until the force tells me not to add any more. I just use the force, Luke.
So the Great British Bake Off.
Mm.
Really good team.
Yes.
It was a little bit too weighted for me, and people will understand when they watch it. Just, you know what I mean? When you get too many, like, maybe there might be three really gregarious people that are over the top and right in your face. Then you might get like last night, the cheeky Cockney lad. Oh, no, here's me cake. You know, sometimes I think rather than go for people that are showing a real bit of promise in baking, they go for people that might add a little bit of something to the show personality-wise.
Well, that's the thing you've got to remember. It is a show at the end of the day and they want it to be entertaining. So
I get that.
They're trying to grab the top bakers and the people
amateur bakers,
yeah, and the people that are going to be entertaining on screen. And to be fair, I think they've done a good job with that.
I thought last night's show was great.
It was good fun.
I'd love... he got a bit of stick a few years ago, but for me, Paul Hollywood is absolutely superb.
He is funny.
Because you just don't know which way he's going to go.
No.
And because he is the god of baking, and Prue Leith, sorry, oops, Dame Prue Leith, obviously... is a well-known traditional baker.
Yeah.
Those two leading it, not so sure about, what's he called him that was in that band that does it? Alison Hammond's hilarious. She just eats big chunks of cakes and goes off laughing in that Brummie accent. Is it Neville? Whatever he's, you know, he wears eyeliner. You know what I mean?
You've got me now.
I can't remember what band he was. Anyway.
Yeah.
So basically the team is brilliant, but for me, Paul Hollywood is the one. He can just stand there and look at them.
Yeah.
And put pressure on.
Yeah, they just shrivel up like, oh no, oh no. And then he'll like reach his hand out to and it's like, wah!
So of all your cakes that we saw on last night's episode, which one?
I really quite fancied the coconut one.
Yeah, and you didn't like the way it was laid out. It did look a bit too pretty.
He said it wasn't very attractive. And I thought it actually looked really good. And I love coconut as well, so...
I think I'm going to have to go with Paul's choice, though. That cinnamon roll.
The cinnamon roll did look good. It looked hearty and homely.
Yeah.
As well as just being pretty.
Yeah. So if you didn't get to see it, you can go to... it's just called Channel 4 now. It's not. It used to be All 4 and all that.
Yeah.
Just go to Channel 4 now. You can catch up on it if you didn't see it last night. It is well worth a watch.
Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Is your MOT due? Don't just tick the box. Ensure your vehicle's health with Ribble Valley's most trusted team at Checkered Flag Chapman. We believe an MOT is more than a legal requirement. It's a vital health check for your car. Our expert technicians treat every vehicle with the care and precision it deserves. Book your MOT with Checkered Flag today, because safety and reliability aren't just important, they're everything. Drive in, drive out, drive on with confidence. Make sure your car crosses the finish line with a Checkered Flag. Call us now on 01200 441 221.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home, or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant. Maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin. We're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Life is tough.
And now, speaking of Temptations, here we are with this. We're going to get some jingles made. Are you going to sneeze? No, go for it.
No, I got rid of it. I looked away from the light. I pressed the tongue against the roof of my mouth.
Look away from the light.
Yeah.
We're going to get some jingles made for this particular section. It's still tickling you, though. I can tell from your
face.
Yeah,
it is a little bit.
Lancashire Bites, where Morgs and I visit cafes, street food vendors, restaurants, bistros, whatever it is, and bring you our thoughts of whatever. Now, yes. Unfortunately, and I didn't tell you what I had, but unfortunately you weren't with me on this one.
No.
I was with Parky.
And that hence why I didn't know that this section was coming to fruition.
And it was my first visit to the Rum Fox in Chatburn.
Very nice.
And I think I need to kick off with the decor, the surroundings, the place itself.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning. Lovely.
Cool.
Homely, welcoming, but yet nice. A nice place. When you walk in, you go, oh, wow, it's nice in here. Do you know what I mean? It gives you that feeling straight away.
Yeah.
Great staff, very welcoming, very friendly. Sat down at a table, which was lovely, in the main bar area. There is a room. I can't remember what they refer to it as. But there's a room adjoining the main bar area. I think they call it the garden room.
All right.
Oh,
or
wow.
Like a conservatory or
it
something.
It looks incredible.
Right.
Yeah, it looks really, really special. Anyway, let's cut to the chase.
Yep.
Starter.
Yes.
I had the crab meat ravioli.
Oh.
Wow. Now, when it arrives, it's really well presented.
Yeah.
Stunning crockery, stunning dinnerware. Really nice big bowl with just one large ravioli in the middle.
Cool.
And it was surrounded, I cannot remember what the sauce is. I've just checked the menu and I couldn't find it. But the sauce that it was in. And then just to one side, there was, because some people don't like the dark crab meat, the brown crab meat.
No.
It is very intense.
It is, yeah.
But that was mixed in with this foam. And it was just so light, so creamy.
Wow.
Cut into the ravioli, perfectly cooked. Little bit of bite to the pasta, and then that gorgeous white crab meat inside that was seasoned perfect. Do you know what?
Pasta should have a bit of bite as well.
And I think, Morgs, when I'd finished it, you kind of look at it and go, one? But it was enough.
It's a starter, and it's actually a bit more filling than you think.
Yeah, and one more would have been too much.
Yeah, one more, and you would have been struggling to eat your main.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was absolutely stunning. And then for my main course, something that I would never, ever, ever have put together, and I don't know why.
All right, go on then.
I had the pork and chorizo pie. And it was, it's like currently on trend. You know, you don't get a slice of pie, you get your own little pot pie.
Little pot pie. Yeah, so I like that though.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. So it was kind of about the size of your average pork pie.
Yeah.
Perfect size. The pork loin inside was succulent. It was juicy. And the little chunks of chorizo and the creamy chorizo sauce inside. Served with crinkle fries and seasonal veg. I think it was broccoli. I'm trying to think what else there was. I can't remember what else there was. But, because it's about a week ago, isn't it, when I went?
Yeah.
For transparency. but it stuck in my mind all this time, and I want to go back.
Cool.
Want to go back and have a lunch, so then you'll be able to... Are you going to sneeze again?
Yes.
So then you'll be able to experience it.
I'm bad for it today. I don't know what's going on.
But I think, for me, that is one of the best meals I've had in the Ribble Valley, certainly in the last 10 years. It was absolutely on the money.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you fancy that, and you that kind of like sets you on fire a little bit, the Rum Fox... in Grindleton, absolutely superb, and I'm going to give it a 4.9.
Oh, why?
Because
like just why the points?
I don't know.
If it's a 4.9, it's a 5.
All right, can have a 5.
There you go.
That's how good it was.
If it's a 4.9, you might as well just give it a 5. You're being pedantic if you're dropping it 0.1.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow to you too.
Perfect timing.
You're like a sunshine, only giving good vibes any time that you rollin'. Pulling me out, never letting me down, and I wanna make sure you know it. You're like a sunshine, only giving good vibes any time that you rollin'. Can't believe that I found my sunshine.
Hey, everyone's trying to be the same. met you, I was on that wave. But you're really awesome and different. You do you, it must be nice. And I think it's rubbing off on me. Oh yeah, step to the left, step to the right. Do what you want. What really matters is the journey that we're on. Yeah, riding with you, I'm finally knowing where I belong. I belong. You're like a sunshine, only giving good vibes. Any, anytime that you roll.
Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance with Me. It is the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM 106.7. Morgenstein, the news, foodie news. Did you get any stories?
Well, I have, but actually, I'm just thinking, why don't you tell us about the drink that you made this morning?
Oh, your little treat.
Yeah.
On one condition.
What's the one condition?
You're honest.
Yeah.
All right. I know you've said a few things.
I don't lie.
It all came about from a couple of TikToks that I saw where they're making this coffee mousse. And I know how much you like iced coffee. Iced coffee's quite cool and trendy, isn't it?
I love iced coffee.
And I thought, I wonder if I can incorporate this coffee mousse with some like cream or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To lighten it a little bit and surprise you with an iced coffee.
Well, yeah, I was kind of expecting cold milk with some scoops of coffee put in it.
Right, really quickly, because I know we've got to go to a break. So all I did was, and it works, I got one of those cheap Swizzers.
Oh, you basically went on TikTok shop and saw one of the frothers.
I never buy anything from TikTok shop. I just want, I see it on TikTok, then I go and have a look on Amazon for it.
Yeah, when you could just get it on TikTok shop for cheaper.
No, because I don't trust them. There's no that send it back if it's not working. So
But when it's like a quid.
Remember when I said we had to be quick?
Sorry.
Right. So I got one of those Twizzlers, you know, for frothing your milk and stuff. And all I did was, in a bowl, I put 2 heap spoons of good, you know, good quality instant coffee. Probably about 4 tablespoons of boiling hot water. Just enough. And then you just put your Twizzler in it and just keep going and going and going and going. I think it took about 8 or 9 minutes. And it turns into this thick, whipped coffee mousse. It's really weird.
It was very good in the final product, but 8 or 9 minutes seems like quite a while to
maybe
me.
Maybe because it was only a beverage. Because it was crafting a beverage.
Well, I'd say at that
maybe
level.
It's because it was only a £1 whizzer. You know, maybe it's because of that. I don't know.
Maybe.
So anyway. Maybe I need a better one, but it creates this like thickened mousse. Mm. All I did then was get one of those tall sundae glasses.
Yep.
Threw that in with some ice cubes, some chopped ice cubes, then added the milk until it was 3/4 full.
Mm.
And then in another little jar, I whipped up some fresh double cream.
Oh, okay.
But not that like you'd pipe it. It was just like still a little bit runny.
Just slightly thicker.
Added that body and thickness.
Yeah.
Once I'd put the milk in, I put a little bit more ice in and then topped it up with the fresh cream and then grated some hazelnut dark chocolate on top.
Yeah, that was
2 straws, give it a whisk round. And then I presented it to you.
Yeah.
So your thoughts?
Well, I think with all those steps, it's definitely crafting a beverage.
We're going to use that from now on.
Crafting beverages.
I like it. I'm just off to craft a beverage.
Yes. A beverageino.
And there was no microwave
involved.
There
was no microwave. Yeah. But no, it was really, really good. The cream did definitely add that extra body and thickness to it. But there was it was strong enough where the bitterness of the coffee came through, but not too bitter.
Oh, I forgot,
bitter.
Yeah, a teaspoon
a
of, sugar.
Of sugar. Yeah.
I think the sugar might help with that thickening of the mousse.
Yeah, it probably does. But it was just the right balance for me because I don't like it too sweet.
Right.
I do like, well, I mean, I also drink iced black coffee, so I can't really say much.
No.
But no, it was a spot on, actually, for your first
cool.
attempt.
Please feel free to replicate that little crafting beverage and try it for yourself. Dead easy, really. Dead easy. And it looked really good.
Just takes 15 minutes.
Especially with the 2 straws in. Yeah.
I'm a missile over, man, I'm a missile over. is my favorite habit. And when me lay down, you know me not run from it. Them call me Miss All Over, but they call me Miss All Over. Miss All Over, but they call me Miss All Over. They call me Miss All Over, but they call me Miss All Over. A woman take a trip to coming from England to satisfy her soul, you know, so she wants a man. But it's a man running, you buck up fun. I'm going to make you explode just like a bun. Every hour, every minute, but every second, they call me Miss All Over, man, they call me Miss All Over.
Champion lover, I know he's up tonight.
Experience this, I love you. Yes. Find this, I love and make you walk up back quick. And in that, this, I love you. Now, go live and first. As I love you from your toe, come straight to you. If I will miss a lover, man, the time will miss a lover. Miss a lover, man, the time will miss a lover. I'm going to tell you when the time will miss a lover, man. It's when the love the girls and depending on Caroline to be like the one under man, the time will miss a lover, man, the time will miss a lover.
Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Is debt piling up on your doorstep? Are you avoiding opening letters or answering calls? Is debt weighing you down? Start lifting that burden today. Christians Against Poverty are here to give you a helping hand to deal with the paperwork, the calls, the stress, and ultimately, to find freedom from debt. A member of our Clitheroe Debt Centre team can visit you in your home in the BB7 postcode area. Give us a call on 0800 328 0006 and start your CAP journey now. That's 0800 328 0006.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
So, you've been wondering what's going on at Greenacre Street in Clitheroe? There's a new name for Honda and it's Marshall. Same location, same smiling faces, same great service. We've also just added other makes and models to our huge vehicle showroom. So when you're thinking of a new vehicle, think Marshall Honda. Contact us now on 01200 857 951. Marshall, the new name for Honda in Blackburn and Clitheroe.
Shaggy with a combination, what y'all miss? Flip this one from your musical disc.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel.
closer than my peeps you are to me. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need. Lady,
you're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed. Could have left but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I and I this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion. But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need.
Girl, it's part of my behavior. Say I'm a savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say, girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior, well, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well, girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
Our life is one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run? Looking back, shawty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention. She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Baby, shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me. Baby, shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need. Lady.
No. Get out of the way. It's my turn now. Hello, and welcome back to the Food and Drink Show.
My turn to shine.
It's my turn, yeah, because it's my recipe.
Wow.
No, I am jumping in this time because I know you wanted to talk about the dish I made for you last night.
The Homemade Kitchen.
The Homemade Kitchen.
That is the name of the feature. We'll get a jingle for that as well.
Absolutely. So whilst you were away, I made a dish that I've been trying out, and you were very jealous.
I was, yeah.
So last night,
yeah,
you made me make it for you.
I did.
And I quite enjoy making it. It's a bit of prep that goes with it, but I made salt and pepper chicken bites with some fried noodles. And it's just...
No, mate, honestly, it was... It could have come from any of the local...
Takeaways.
Yes. Yeah.
So the process is quite simple. I chopped a chicken breast up into bite-sized pieces. That's quite arbitrary, I know. And I marinate it in...
Arbitrary?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's generic. It doesn't have a...
Come on.
Stop cutting in, then.
Fancy words. Ah. Twice.
I'm violent today, I know. So I marinate it in some ginger, garlic, salt, a little bit of sugar, soy sauce, and some Chinese cooking wine.
Oh, is that what they call mirin?
That's Japanese, but it's close enough, and you can use it
a continent away.
You can use them interchangeably. Not entirely, but it will do in a pinch. Leave that for an hour. Doesn't need that long. And then coat
an hour in the fridge or at room temperature.
An hour in the fridge, really.
Right. Okay.
And then once you've done that, you want a 50-50 mix of plain flour to corn flour. And that gives you this really nice coating where the corn flour crisps up, but yet the chicken doesn't like fall apart. Like the coating stays on it. And you just fry that in a pan of hot oil. Fry your noodles with this.
Yeah, but there was one thing I watched that I wasn't aware of.
Okay.
So you rolled the chicken in the flour.
Yeah.
Put it on a rack.
Yes.
And then rolled it again. to like double coat it.
Yeah, if you've ever breaded or like floured something like chicken, you'll see that as you leave it a little bit, the flour almost deepens into the
yeah, you can see the meat coming back through again.
Yeah, so just giving it another roll just adds that extra layer of coating to it and makes it spot on. And then you fry that in your oil and you do your noodles at the same time, and then you add your salt and pepper seasoning afterwards, which is a bit of a secret recipe of mine.
Are we not going to give it away? Oh, come on!
I won't give the measurements away, but it's just salt, black pepper, white pepper, and a special type of pepper, which is called, I think it's Sichuan peppercorns. It's not quite the same as Szechuan, but it's, you can
very
find them.
Similar.
Yeah, you can
but you,
find
you
it online.
Found it, didn't you? Did you find it in the local supermarket?
Not in the local supermarket. Found it in the local, oh, I can't speak, like local Asian goods.
Ah, right, okay.
Shop. And that's where I got that from. But you can get it on Amazon, or you can get pre-made ones. I just don't like the salt and pepper, I'm doing air quotes, where it's just basically five spice, because that's not the right thing to
use.
No,
it's not. And that's the thing. Chinese five spice is so distinctive and it's overpowering.
Yeah.
But can I have a little bit of the limelight for this bit?
Sure.
I did make the noodles.
Yeah, you made the noodles.
With fried onions in there, quite large pieces of onion, sesame oil, and a little bit of salt in there as well.
Yeah.
And it just kind of... Oh, and soy, dark soy sauce.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things you highlighted for me last night was dark soy for cooking, light soy for as a dressing.
As a dressing, yeah.
Well, I have to say, it was absolutely delicious.
Oh, yeah, and then your green onion...
spring onion, yeah.
Yeah, spring onion, ginger, garlic, and chilies. Just gently tossed in a pan and chucked over the top of the chicken pieces.
And on that note,
yeah, off I go to make it again.
It was absolutely delicious and not difficult, really, is it?
No,
not taking any away from you, but it's not difficult to do. It's one of those recipes that is, once you've got the ingredients, it's pretty straightforward.
The trick really is double frying. So frying the chicken once, letting it rest for a second, and then frying it again.
Wow. No, I don't mean it, wow. I meant, wow, it was incredible. That is it from Morgs and I for this week on the Food and Drink Show. Just as a quick heads up, next week we are live on the Food and Drink Show from Burnley.
We are live.
We're going to tell you where next week. Going to keep it a little bit of a secret, but look out for that one, because we've got some really good stuff happening. And a special offer from the person that owns the venue that he's doing for pensioners during the winter, which is just off the scale. Thanks so much for joining us. Going to leave you with a couple of tracks now. Thank you once again. Have yourselves a great Wednesday, and I'll see you at 4 o'clock for drive time.
Ooh.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
Keep your teeth nice and clean. Got yourself prepared. tell she likes me.